Shalom, Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha, it's a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpocha, the family with the Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people. The middle wall of separation has come down, and the two, Jew and Gentile, have become one new man in Yeshua, in Jesus, getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. My guest is red hot for the Messiah, Christine Wizera. She's a survivor of the Rwanda Holocaust, where in a three-month period, 1 million people were massacred, were murdered in the most brutal fashion. And she was raised in a family, and it's Catholic tradition, but she didn't know God. She read the Bible, but she didn't know God. But God spared her life over and over and over again. And then she received not just the baptism of the Holy Spirit, but the baptism of the Holy Spirit in fire. And this is a missing ingredient in most Christians in the West. We don't even know what it is. We know what the word says, but we don't know what it is. And she says that this can be experienced 24/7. And when you read Christine about in the book of Acts,
yes,
about where it quotes Joel, about your young children and your old men will have dreams,
yes,
and visions, you're experiencing this. Tell me a few of the things you're experiencing.
From the time I gave my life to Jesus Christ, there are times where I have dreams or vision. I cannot control those. I don't know where they are coming. But there are a few I would like to talk about, supernatural experiences or dreams and vision. One of them was a few days before September 11. We were in a Bible study, and the Holy Spirit was present. We were very faithful, seeking God and praying. And in the group when we were there, I saw the word Taliban, and I wrote it down. I asked my friends if they knew. We didn't. So we look in a dictionary. We didn't understand it very well, but we prayed. So I went home 2 days
after. So you're telling me you didn't even know what the word meant, Taliban.
No, I didn't know what it was. And so we thought maybe it's a country. We look at now a country. They try to explain it's an Islamic group, but we don't get it. And so we thought also it was a book of Muslim. That's how I thought. And so when I get home, 2 days after I'm sleeping, but I have this dream. I know they are from God. I saw planes flying over a city which I didn't know. And they were cutting the heads of people. They were cutting the heads of buildings. I didn't understand the dream and this vision, and so I prayed. I said, God, whatever it is, I'm asking you that you save the soul, that you will be there for those people I saw crying because...
So you saw the buildings, the airplanes going into the buildings?
Yes, yes.
And just cutting them? And,
yes, yes.
And you heard the name Taliban?
Yes.
And tell me some other dreams and visions that you've had.
I have also, before the tsunami.
Yes.
Before tsunami comes, I had a visitation of three angels in 1 week. I talk about that in the book a little bit. That I saw the angel, and when he went into the water were troubled, and I saw much devastation going on in Asia. I didn't again understand what it was. All I did was to pray that God will prepare the hearts of people, and if possible, He will remove this disaster away. And the week after it happened.
What about that night you prayed all night and you had a vision of a husband?
Yes, one night I was praying from 6 p.m. I'm on my knees. And when I was praying, the spirit of intercession came over me. I could not stop. I could not tell time anymore. And in the middle of my vision, I saw who was going to be my husband and the family that God was giving us. And God said, I'm blessing you with this family because for a long time you have endured many things and I'm going to bring you a helper. And when I look at my clock, it was 6 a.m. And remember, I had started praying at 6 p.m., so I didn't even realize how the time went by so quick.
Now, had you ever seen this man before that you had in your dream?
Yes.
Or vision, I mean?
Yes, we went to the college together, and when I saw him the first time, I asked God, I like that man, and he was a Christian. I led him to Christ, but it had been many years, like over 5 years, since we have even been in touch or talk about getting married or anything, and very soon he contacted me, and we started talking, and now we are married.
Now, wait a second. He contacted you, and you didn't contact him?
I didn't contact him. He contacted me.
And so did you immediately say, I just had a vision that we're supposed to be married?
No,
because you're too smart.
I didn't want to show him, you know, this is what's going to happen, because always I want the things, the prophecy of God to fulfill themselves. If God wants me to do something, yes, but because I knew it was from God, I didn't feel pushed to do anything because I knew it was going to happen.
Christine, there are people that have been listening to us all this week, and they have a dream once in a great while that is from God.
Yes.
They pray for people, and once in a great while, someone is healed. They experience the presence of God, but not all the time. Someone's neck was just healed, and mm-hmm. someone's hip was just healed. But they know there's more.
Mm-hmm.
Why aren't they receiving more?
Yes, they need the baptism of the Holy Fire, the baptism of the Holy Spirit and the Holy Fire, as I said, and they keep seeking. You have to seek God every day. You can't say, I have sought God a week ago. No, the price has to be paid every day, and it is so until we go to our heavenly home. The fire has to be running and burning every single day, and you find it in the Bible that they had the fire burning every single day. The fire is never to go out.
I believe that when people read your new book, The Blazing Holy Fire, that there's an anointing on it.
Yes.
For even though, see, there are people listening to us that say, yeah, I'd like to do that, but my flesh isn't letting me do it.
Yes.
I believe when they read your book, they're going to develop a passion for more of God.
Yes, I have heard email coming from all over. The people saying, who are you? Who are you? This is happening to us. But I'm not surprised because when I wrote that book, I was on my knees and God told me, anything that is born out of prayer, it's going to touch nations, family, it's going to touch the world. So this is what the book is going to do because I wrote it on my knees. I was seeking God.
But you told me you also had a dream that this was God's time for those that were seeking him to be baptized in the Holy Spirit and fire. You saw angels? Tell me about that again.
I saw the angels of God pulling the fire all over the earth because this is the time that Jesus is about to come. He wants a bride that is ready, that is purified. And how can you be purified if you don't go through the fire? We have to go through the fire in order for us to carry this message of God, in order to carry his power. Only a vessel that is broken, holy, pure, is going to carry the fire of God and his power. And it will happen through the baptism of the Holy Spirit and the holy fire.
Have you had any dreams or visions about the return of the Messiah?
I have had the dreams and I don't understand them very well, but it's sooner than many people realize. It's sooner. And you people of God, we must work hard. We must be ready. We must preach the gospel because the Bible says this gospel must be preached to the nations. We don't know the hour or the time, but we can tell by looking at the season that the time is very, very near at the door, at the threshold.
You even have dreams and visions about people, and then you minister to them. For instance, tell me about that lady that was going to commit suicide.
Yes, I was working in a place. There was a friend who was going to commit suicide. But when I saw her, I prayed, and then the Lord gave me the vision of what she was going through. And I invited her over my house. And when she comes, I tell her, this is what you are trying to do, but God wants to tell you, He's not forgotten you. And there are so many Christians out there, you think God has forgotten you. God tells you right now, no, 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 I didn't forget you. Dream again. Dream, come to me. I didn't forget you. You are mine. I call you by name. I know you. I love you. So God loves you. Don't do that. Don't think that God doesn't love you, because He loves you, and He will love you to the very end.
Okay, Mishpocha, consider yourself challenged. I believe that some of you that are backslidden, some of you that are lukewarm, some of you that are just plain religious, when you start reading this book and you see the supernatural protection of Christine during the Rwanda Holocaust, a time in which 1 million people were brutally murdered in a 3-month period, and how she was supernaturally spared, and that's before she even knew Jesus.
Yes.
Imagine how much more now that she knows Jesus will she walk in supernatural protection based on the vision she's seen about what's coming to the United States. But even more than that, it's a fascinating story that will equip you for what's coming. It will make you hungry for more of God. Christine, we can have this.
Yes.
It's for everyone.
It's a wars. It's a wars all along. God wants us to walk in His power.
Okay, Mishpocha, the book is called The Blazing Holy Fire. And as you read this book, what you've read in Scripture will start becoming real to you, because it's going to light a fire. You're going to become so hungry for the things of God. I believe it's not an accident you're listening to this broadcast right now. I urge you to get this book. It's called The Blazing Holy Fire. We're making it available for a donation of $18. And Christine, on tomorrow's broadcast, and I'd like people to pray about this, people need a jump start, so to speak. They need to receive this fire. And then when they read the book, they'll be able to move even faster, making it available for a donation of $18, The Blazing Holy Fire. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpocha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. Or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or archives of our radio and TV shows, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.